Not sure how long my voice will hold out, but I'll try not to get too excited. That never works, but I'll try. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 3. Begin reading in verse number 12. Acts chapter 3, verse number 12 says, "When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, 'Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this?'" Give you a little backdrop of this passage, this scripture text. Beginning of Acts chapter 3, the Bible says that Peter and John are going up to the temple, hour of prayer. They see a man that Bible says was laid daily at the gate and carried there from his mother's womb. In other words, he had been lame his whole life. He was there and he was asking alms of the people. He looked unto Peter and John. Peter said, "Look on us." Bible says he did, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He reached down, lifted him up, and all of a sudden this man began. Immediately, the Bible says, his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he stood up and walking and leaping and praising God into the temple. So now they come into this place called Solomon's Porch, and there between Peter and John, as the scriptures would say, that this man is there and he's rejoicing. So you understand, as a lame man, he never had opportunity to go into the temple. Now, his first day on his feet, he's walking and leaping and praising God in the temple, and he's got Peter and John there, and all of a sudden the people, many people who came to and fro, many people who had passed that way, many people who knew who this man was. They see the miracle. They see that this man who had been lame, every day that they had come, they'd seen him. They'd probably dropped coins in his little cup. They knew him. And then Peter sees the commotion. He sees the people that have gathered together, and he answers unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this?" Almost like, why are you guys getting so excited? Now, I'm sure some of them look at him and say, "What? What do you mean, why marvel? This man was lame. He's walking and leaping and praising God." Peter said, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? Peter realized, wait, they're looking at me and John. They're looking earnestly upon us, that as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk. He said, "No, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. And ye killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know." He said, "Listen, you can't deny this. This is a miracle that has happened in your midst that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's miraculous. Something supernatural has happened here. You see it and you know it. Something wonderful has taken place today. You have been a witness to it." But then he says this, "Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Peter said, "Hey, don't look on us. Don't think that John and I, it's about us. By our own power, our holiness, does this man walk. No. You know who he is. You've seen him. You know a miracle has taken place today in your midst. But I need you to know how that happened. It's through his name, through faith in his name. The one you denied, twice Peter said you denied him. The one you denied and desired that a murderer be granted unto you. You chose Barabbas when Pilate, according to custom, offered you a prisoner. The Prince of Life stood there. And an abject criminal stood on the other side, a known murderer and thief. Pilate, thinking he was wise and thinking there's no way that the people would choose Barabbas over Jesus. But much to his amazement and his own astonishment, the people said, "Give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus." Wow. Peter said, "You denied him in the presence of Pilate, but God hath raised him up. And now through his name and faith in his name does this man stand before you." Oh. Help the Lord to preach to you upon this subject. It's not earth-shattering, it's not astounding, but we need to be reminded it's through faith in his name. Through faith in his name. Can we pray? Dear Jesus, we love you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be here in your house. We thank you, God, that we can come together and lift up and magnify your name that is above every name, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are people called by your name, that we understand the significance, the power, the covenant name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we ask that you would open hearts and open minds, that revelation and understanding would come, Lord, that we would all be uplifted in our faith in your name, God, understanding that through you and through the power that is in the name of Jesus, do we have opportunity for healing and deliverance and salvation, God. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. We honor you for who you are and what you do in your name that is above every other name, in the only saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask and believe it to be done. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Not long after the power and presence of God has been poured out on those that were gathered in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, it's not too many days following that occurrence when those that were gathered in the upper room were baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire according to the promise of the Father. It's not long after that that Peter and John are making their way to the temple at the hour of prayer. But this is not the same Peter and John that have made their way to the temple before. These men are different, not in and of themselves, but because they have been endued with a power from on high, that they are now called to be witnesses under the power of Jesus Christ. Now they have within them the power of Almighty God. And so as they're walking and making their way to the temple, they see this man. They know this man. They themselves have probably passed by him for years. They maybe at one time had dropped a few coins in his cup, or maybe they had passed by on the other side when they had nothing to give. But today was a different day. Today, as they made their way up to the temple, as they made their way there through the gate beautiful, they looked upon this man and they saw him, and they realized, even though they did not have any money to give unto them, what they did have was worth far more than any amount of money that they could give it. Peter and John, we know the story well. They go up to this man and they say, "Look on us." And the Bible says this man did, expecting to receive something of them. He was really expecting to receive money, some alms for his daily sustenance. But Peter and John had a different idea. They had a different understanding about what was about to take place. We know the story that they reached down. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And we understand that the man got up and began to leap and worship and praise God. And as they make their way into the temple, the people begin to marvel. People begin to say, isn't that the one that sat at the gate? Isn't that the man that we've passed by many times? Isn't he the one that we dropped the coins in? Isn't he the one who was laid daily at the gate? That's got to be him. It looks just like him, but he's not lame anymore. He's not laying by the gate. He's not asking alms of the people anymore. He's now in the temple. He's walking and leaping and praising God. And wow, this is a great day. This is awesome. And the Bible says they gathered together greatly wondering, how can this be? How can this happen? How can someone who has been lame since his mother's womb, since his very birth, how can someone who has never walked and never leaped and never worshiped, like, how can he do these things? And so the Bible says that they are greatly wondering. And so Peter, we pick up in the text, he sees this. He the Bible says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why are you so excited? Well, of course we're excited, Pete. This man was lame. He was sick. He was laid at the gate, and now he's worshiping and he's praising and he's leaping. Of course we marvel. But then Peter seemed to know that the attention was shifting, not so much upon the man and his healing anymore, but now the attention and the focus was kind of being shifted to Peter and John. Peter recognizing that now they're looking upon him and John as though they had done something or by their power. And so Peter said, hey, why look so earnestly upon us? As though by our own power or holiness, this made this man to walk. You need to understand that this didn't happen by us. This wasn't by our power or our ability. We didn't do anything other than become vessels. We weren't anything of substance here in this situation. You need to understand that the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God whom he had raised up his son, he's the one, the God who came and manifested himself in flesh, the man Christ Jesus. It's through his name and faith in his name that this man stands before you. See, somewhere along the line that Peter began to believe, somewhere between the walk from the upper room and on his way to the temple, somewhere he began to recognize and realize there was a difference. He remembered that Jesus had told him, listen, I am with you, but I shall be in you. And he knew that he had received the promise of the Father, for he testified as much there in Acts chapter 2. And so as he's making his way to the temple and as he's looking upon this man, he realizes something. Listen, I believe in Jesus. I was there when they lowered the man down through the roof and Jesus looked unto him and said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And then he looked at him and said, hey, take up thy bed and walk. And this man who was laid in bed, who his friends had brought him and let him down through the roof, I saw the man. I saw him take up his bed and walk. And Jesus at the pool of Bethesda, when he went to the man who had no one, and he said, will you be made whole? And he said, oh, but I have no one to take me to the water when the water is troubled. And I saw Jesus walk away that day with that man who was there at the pool of Bethesda. And I was there in the temple on the Sabbath day when there was a man who was there with a withered hand and he had it hidden. But Jesus knew what was all about, and he said, hey, stretch forth thy hand. And when he stretched forth his withered hand, it became healed. And I was there. If that same Jesus that I walked with and talked with, if that same Jesus that I was witness and I was in the midst of the miracles, if that same Jesus whom God hath raised up from the dead, if that same Jesus, he looked at me and he said, these works shall you do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. And I recognize that just a few days ago, I was standing there on the mount when Jesus ascended unto heaven and he went unto the Father. So I realize that right now there's an opportunity for some works to come forth. I realize this is an opportunity. This is a chance to be a witness. The Bible says, I understand Jesus told me, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And I was there in the upper room with 120 gathered, and I was there and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. And so I recognize that I now have power. So that same Jesus that healed the lame and opened the blinded eye and unstopped the deaf ear, if that same Jesus whom raised the dead, if that same Jesus dwells in me, then all
Silver and gold have I none, but I do have something. I have faith in something that can transfer a power, that can take from what is inside of me the power of Almighty God, the same power that Jesus healed with. That same power is inside of me. So I don't have any money to give you, bub, but such as I have, give I unto thee. I've got faith in the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus can still heal now through me as his servant. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. But that's not all he did. He didn't just say, rise up and walk, and then look at him and say, why ain't you getting up? No. You see, faith has to have actions. The Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. He had the faith. He believed, I have faith through the name of Jesus that this man can walk. And that faith caused him to reach down and grab him by the hand and lift him up, the Bible says. He believed beyond a shadow of a doubt. That same Jesus which caused the lame to walk, that same Jesus is inside of me. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. This is how much I believe. This is showing you faith in action. Here you go. I'm lifting you up. And the Bible says immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he stood up and began walking and leaping and praising God. Why focus upon this so much? We believe in the name of Jesus. We need to be reminded on a consistent basis that what we do has to be facilitated through faith in the name of Jesus. Believe that the name of Jesus is just as powerful there on that day as it is today. That he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same thing that facilitated the miracle there on that day with Peter and John is the same thing that facilitates the miraculous here in our midst tonight. There is something about the name of Jesus and faith in the name of Jesus. See, we need to get back to the understanding that it's through faith in his name. It's faith in the covenant name that is above every other name. It's through faith in the name that neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's about the name of Jesus. We believe in the name of Jesus. We believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, healing is facilitated, deliverance is facilitated, provision is facilitated, salvation is facilitated. It's in the name of Jesus. I won't stop preaching the name. I won't stop singing the name. I won't stop praying in the name, because it's through faith in his name. Draw your attention to Colossians 3, verses 16 and 17. I quote this verse of scripture quite often. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. When we gather together to worship, we should do so through faith in the name of Jesus. When we clap our hands, we should do so through faith in the name of Jesus. When we lift our voice in song, we should do so through faith in the name of Jesus. I need to be reminded, as Peter and John did that day, if what I do in the sense of worship is what I do in praise, and if it's ever motivated by a desire to have someone look upon me. Peter and John said, why look so earnestly upon us? It's not about us. What I do, how I worship, it's not about me. It's about him. It's about the one, the Prince of Life, who gave his life for my salvation. It's about the one who came and was the propitiation for our sins. It's about him. See, we need to be reminded that what we do can never be motivated by a look on us mentality. what we do, how we worship, how we pray, how we sing, how we do what we do. It can never, ever be motivated by a look on us mentality, because if it does, we miss it. The soundness that is seen in a service, the sincerity that is shown in our worship is only through faith in the name of Jesus. It's only believed that when we pray for somebody in the name of Jesus, they are healed. When we pray for somebody in the name of Jesus, they are delivered. We believe in the name of Jesus. We understand that salvation is in the name of Jesus. We believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, people are led to repentance. I'll draw your attention to Acts chapter 3, verse 18 through 20. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore. This is what Peter says after they gather together. This is what Peter, after they're there and they're greatly wondering and they're looking upon Peter and John. This is what he says. Listen, after he makes them know you denied him twice. You denied him in the presence of Pilate. You denied him and delivered him up. And you desired that a murderer be granted unto you. But you need to know that through faith in the name of Jesus, this man has perfect soundness before you all. So let me tell you what you need to do. You need to have faith through the name of Jesus, and let that faith prompt you to repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The Bible says that because of Peter's preaching, because of what happened there that day, 5,000 believed the word of the Lord. 5,000 were added unto the church, believing. Why? Through the faith of the name of Jesus. We believe in repentance, but it's through the name of Jesus. It's only through Jesus do I have forgiveness of sin. We believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, people understand their need for baptism. Acts, draw your attention to Acts chapter 8, verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. We believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, people understand there's only salvation in the name of Jesus. Where there is no shedding of blood, there is no remission. It was Jesus who shed his blood. It was Jesus who purchased our salvation. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that we should be raised up. We believe, I won't back away from, you won't hear me being wishy-washy about how we baptize. We believe that baptism is to be done in the only saving name of Jesus Christ. Every example we have in the Word of God, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. We believe that there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. We also believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues. We don't shy away from that. We don't back away from it. We believe it. And not only do we believe it, we can confer with the Word of God. It lets us know when they gathered together on the day of Pentecost and they begin to wonder about what was going on and they were amazed at what was happening. They didn't have any explanation. Guess what Peter begins to preach unto them? He begins to preach unto them Jesus. He begins to tell, hey, you have taken by your wicked hands and crucified and slain, but God hath raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. And he said, listen, you need to understand Acts chapter 2, verse 32. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Peter said, hey, you're witnessing the miraculous. You're witnessing the supernatural. They speak it in your own tongue wherein you were born. And the only explanation you have is that they are drunk. But these are not drunk as ye suppose. This is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Woo.
today. There's power in the Holy Ghost. It's through the name of Jesus. It's through what he did for us that we have opportunity to receive the power of God.
We need to be reminded. People say, I believe. James said, listen, I'll show you my faith by my works. I'll show you that I believe. Twice in James chapter 2, James says, faith without works is dead, being alone. You can't say you have faith, or you can say it, but it doesn't mean anything if there's no action behind it. That's what troubles me when people confess repentance, but there's no action. There is no true repentance where there is not an action upon faith that through the name of Jesus Christ, I don't have to live a servant to sin anymore. I don't have to do what I used to do. I don't have to go where I used to go. I don't have to live how I used to live. Through faith in the name of Jesus, I repent and those sins are forgiven. And as a result of that forgiveness, I don't live like I used to live. I don't do what I used to do. I'm changed by the power of God. And that repentance is shown for. I'm already here, so I'm going to dance on a little bit. I get upset sometimes when people talk about how they've repented. Listen, you need to know something. The Bible makes it very clear. If somebody's repentant, you ain't got to tell me you're repentant. The Bible says, show forth fruit worthy of repentance. Oh, I'm sorry. No, there's a lot of people that experience remorse, but they never experience repentance. Repentance is a change. Repent. Even in the British Army, if they want those to do an about face, they don't say about face. They say repent because it means to turn away. We need to understand that through faith in the name of Jesus, when I realize that I am dead and trespasses of sin, I come to him and say, I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to do those things anymore. I know I can't live different on my own. I need your power. Through faith in your name, through faith in you did, you were tempted at all points like as are we, yet without sin. And so through faith in your name, I turn from my life of sin. I turn from those things I used to do, and I now live a life different, pleasing unto you, endeavoring with every fiber of my being to walk after faith and not by sight. See, I told you I wasn't get all excited, and there I go.
Is there anything worth getting excited about more? In the name of Jesus, we would have no hope but for the name of Jesus. We would all be destined for eternal damnation but for the name of Jesus. There's faith. You got to have faith in the name of Jesus. You got to believe. Oh, while I'm here, I'm just going to keep on a little bit. See, through faith in his name, again, faith without works is dead. So I know there's some, and please understand, I'm not trying to hurt or be injurious, but there's this little tagline about baptism nowadays that churches and denominations who have lost their faith in the name of Jesus. Now, so you really don't have to be baptized. It's an outward expression of inward work of faith. Find me scripture for that, please. I don't find it in my Bible. In fact, I find numerous examples in my Bible where they were commanded to be baptized, where they were told to be baptized. Cornelius believed. He prayed to God always and gave much alms. But an angel said, hey, you got to send men to Joppa for one named Peter. He's going to come and tell you what you do. And as Peter began to preach on the name of Jesus, guess what? The Holy Ghost fell on them that believed. And they of the circumcision were astonished, because also on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then Peter commanded that they should be baptized. I believe that when somebody realizes their need through faith in the name of Jesus, a baptism in the name of Jesus, it's right that they be buried in baptism. Did we take them to a watery grave and we bury them in the covenant name of Jesus Christ?
You know what somebody does when they walk those steps down into the baptistry, or they walk the shoreline down into the water? It's an act of faith saying, I believe through faith in the name of Jesus that when I come out of this water, my sins are remitted, forever forgotten. That's why it's a happy day, because we realize if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's through faith in the name of Jesus. When someone begins to lift their hands and they feel the power of God come over them, it's not by anything they do. The Bible says it is the Spirit that gives the utterance. It is the promise of the Father. It is the power of the Holy Ghost. And Peter said, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, one can begin to lift their voice. And as the Spirit gives the utterance, they can speak in an unknown tongue. How? Through faith in His name. Through faith in His name. If I truly believe that He can heal the blinded eye, unstop the deaf ear, that He can raise the dead, and surely I believe that that same Spirit, through faith in the name of Jesus Christ, that that same Spirit can take control of the most unruly member of my body, and through that, through the power of the name of Jesus, through faith in the name of Jesus, I begin to speak in a heavenly language unto God, witnessing, testifying of His power in my life. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. We do not shy away. We do not take a step back. We realize we are called by a family name, by a name that is higher than any other name. I implore you on the authority of God's word, if you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, what an awesome opportunity. Have faith in the name of Jesus, that when that name is applied, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. I believe that when someone truly repents, there's a change through faith in the name of Jesus. When someone is baptized, they're buried in the name of Jesus. Someone receives the power, the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. It's evidenced by a supernatural born-again experience. I believe that. And while the Christendom world, and I use that term loosely, while those that profess Christianity are preaching, we all need to just get along. We all believe in the same God. Let's not let these little differences divide us and cause us to fight among ourselves. Listen, nothing, nobody, no one, nothing is the authority other than the Word of God. But the Bible tells me the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder soul and spirit, thoughts and intents of the heart, joint in the marrow. I'm sorry, but any time what someone believes or professes is not in accordance with the Word of God, we have no agreement. Jesus said, you shall be persecuted all men for my name's sake. But see, there's also another faith in His name. That even if the persecution come, I have faith in the name of Jesus that His grace will be sufficient, that He will provide whatever need I have in order to make it, in order to endure through the end. I have that much faith in His name. Huh? Let me believe. Let me trust in the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with here tonight, you need to know that there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. If you need a healing in your body, you need to know that there's healing in the name of Jesus. It's not about any of us or what we do. It's not our reputation. It's upon Him. But through faith in His name, there's healing for you right now. There's healing in your body. There's deliverance if you're dealing with an addiction. If you're dealing with something that just won't let you go. I need you to understand there's deliverance through faith in the name of Jesus. Don't leave here the same way you came. Let there be a difference done in your life through faith in the name of Jesus. What a day for that man when he stood before the elders of Israel and they accused him and they remarked at him. And he said, listen, I don't know. All I know is that it's healed me. I'm healed. That we would understand. We don't have to understand it all. We don't have to know every scripture and verse. It just has to be faith in the name of Jesus. Faith that He will meet and supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. Faith that he knows what I have need of before I ask or even think of it. Faith that causes me to fall upon my knees and say, God, I need you today, because if I try to do today on my own, I won't make it. And so I need you today. And so I have faith through your name that you're going to help me bring every thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ. I believe in that. I have faith in your name. It's the faith we walk by. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Through faith in the name of Jesus. All over this house, lift our hands, lift our voice. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The name of Jesus is still powerful. It has not diminished, it has not waned.
The name, Jesus,
His name,
through faith in His name, the one who reigns forever, still the same, praise the name. No other name that is higher, no other name,
oh, thank you, Jesus,
that is stronger.
Let's just rejoice in the name of Jesus a little bit.
Forever I will praise.
This world needs to recognize, they need to know the name of Jesus.
No other name can heal us. No other name.
Every knee should bow, every tongue should confess.
No other
the glory of God. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise the name. Above all nations, the one who reigns forever, still the same, praise the name. Jesus, name above all nations, the one who reigns forever, still the same, praise the name. No other name, forever I will praise the name. No other name can heal us. No other name can save us. No other name us in your name. No other name that is higher. No other name that is stronger. No other name. Forever I will praise her name. No other name can heal us. No other name can free us. No other name so precious. Praise her.
Through faith in his name. Lord, help me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ never to shy away from preaching the name of Jesus, the necessity of the name of Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other, none other. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's such a sweet presence of the Lord in this place. I don't want to hurry past this point. Thank you, Jesus.
Sweeter name than the name. true to darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. You are the light to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth in the way.
Thank you, Jesus. Before we dismiss, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I know there are quite a few people that are going to be traveling this next week. Some already traveling. Oh, Brother and Sister Piles, Brother and Sister Casputis. Others will be traveling yet this week. Sister Connie Atkins, the Wallaces. I have family coming from Florida tomorrow. And as spring break would have it, there's going to be a lot of people traveling. And so we want to pray God's traveling mercies upon them. Also, we also always want to give opportunity for somebody. If you need to be anointed and prayed for, you're sick in your body, you need healing, your deliverance, whatever you have need of, we believe that through faith in the name of Jesus, that need can be supplied.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are others sick in body, others that we know of. No, little Zoe is still battling sickness, a granddaughter of Sister Grimm. So let's continue to remember her in prayer. As we go to the Lord in prayer, yes, Brother Bill Kellum, I know Sister Deanna has surgery tomorrow. He wants to stand in for her. We're going to anoint and pray. We believe in that. We believe.
Yes.
It's biblical.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
There are others who would like to be anointed and prayed for. As we go to prayer right now, let's lift up the Kellum and situation there with Sister Deanna and having surgery tomorrow. We believe and trust in God's power. Amen. Let's go to Him right now in prayer. Dear Jesus. Let's clap our hands in the Lord. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say that with me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you being in service tonight. Go in the name of Jesus. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.